Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I will be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us this evening. We've got a great show for you. I'm just simply going to tell all of you all that are listening in, whether it's a live broadcast or you're listening to an archive broadcast, go in and check out my website. We've got something new that we've added. Go to drjessewalker.com or DrJesseWalkerInc.com, DrJesseWalker.com. Click on Character Education. I think that you'll find that to be quite interesting. That's something that's coming very, very soon. And you can also check out our other products and services just by simply going on there. All right, with further ado, let's go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. Nice to have you. All right, let's try it again. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. It's good to have you online. All right, maybe we're having some technical difficulties.
Hi, Dr. Walker, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now, yes.
I had my phone on mute. Great, to see you, and hopefully everything is well.
Everything is well. Why don't you go ahead and give you a commercial break, and we'll get right into the show tonight.
Okay, and I don't want to make it very long. I just want to remind people that I am a certified professional life coach, and I'm also available to do empowerment workshops and speaking engagements. And you can find out more about my services at www.fosteringleaders.org. Also, you can give me a call on my direct business line, 770-866-2162. In addition, I've written a couple of books, and one of them is about relationships. It's called Falling in Love with Me. And that's it.
Okay. Well, that's great. We're so glad to have you with that. Let's go ahead just briefly and reiterate let's pick a show that you've really enjoyed. And we're just going to spend about 3 or 4 minutes on some of the past shows, and we're just going to talk about that. I can think of one that I've certainly enjoyed in the past, and that's been How Do You Know If You're in the Wrong Relationship? Do you recall that show, Ms. Blake?
Most likely I do. I know we talked a lot about looking at those characteristics that make for a good relationship and those unhealthy relationships.
Right. And I want to reiterate, I want to spend time, and as you're thinking about a show that was near and dear to your heart, before we get into tonight's topic, you know, I want to address some of those. And the one that we talked about, one of the characteristics is dealing with the wrong relationship is when you find someone that you know that concentrates on themselves more than even giving consideration to concentrate on you. That's when you know you're in the wrong relationship. And people, unfortunately, spend too much time in the wrong relationship. What's one of the characteristics that come to your mind when it comes to dealing with the wrong relationship?
When it's somebody that doesn't value you as a person, you know, are they making you feel better or worse about yourself? And if you're constantly feeling worse about yourself, like that person is belittling you or putting you down or pointing out your flaws all the time and not just being constructive about it, then you're definitely in the wrong relationship.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Let's take another one here as we talk about. And we're going to get into tonight's topic in about 5 minutes, so These are just some topics that we've dealt with in the past. Another reason, Ms. Blake, maybe you can give one more as well. Another reason to know that you're in the wrong relationship is if you're going over the same issues for more than 3 years, let's say that the guy is a couch potato. He doesn't want to do anything, or the woman chooses not to meet your intrinsic needs. If you're going over these same issues for 3 years, I almost can assure you that you'll be going over those same issues for 30 years. That's when you know you're in the wrong relationship. And I challenge those of you all out there that are listening to this broadcast, think about your relationship. If you've been in that relationship more than 3 years and you're going over the same exact issues that you've been going over for years, it's likely that those issues are going to change. So you're in the wrong relationship if you're having to repeat these same things. Ms. Blake?
That's correct, Dr. Walker. Definitely you have to look at that pattern because it's a precursor to what you're going to face in the future. And it's something we always say is if you see it now and you don't like it, you better be careful because you're going to see a whole lot more of it after you say I do.
Absolutely. Now let's go to another topic just before we go into tonight's topic. And one of the things that we've had a show about is something that you should know before you say I do. Something that you should know before you say I do. Before you get married, because marriage is the most important decision that you'll ever, in my opinion, that you'll ever make in life. And we've done a number of shows on this one. If you're having not just cold feet, but if you see the red flags, like this, if the woman really is not someone that's thinking about you, she's not all that into you, or he's not all that into you, that's a red flag. If you're having serious issues now and dating, there's a strong likelihood that those are going to become insurmountable because you'll be living together. Ms. Blake, go ahead, and then we'll get right to tonight's broadcast.
I absolutely agree. And I certainly will be general because I am a life coach and I believe in confidentiality. But I have seen instances over and over where people will get into a married situation for all the wrong reasons. You know, it could be a pending pregnancy. It could be they just feel like they're getting too old and their time's going to run out for having children. Or people are just saying, oh, the two of you should get together. Or it could be a situation where the two are cohabitating already and people are like, well, you know, y'all need to go ahead and get married because it's not right. But at the end of the day, you can make a great point that if you're seeing some things that aren't really good now, you should not just move forward for the sake of appeasing others, because in the end, or for the sake of appearances, I should say, because in the end, if you're not getting married for the right reasons and true compatibility, it will not last, or if you do stay together, you will be miserable.
Absolutely. And then just before we jump into tonight's topic, I got to deal with one more. Are children a reason to stay married? That's one of those that we've done also. Are children a reason to stay married? Blake, I'll let you go first on that one, then I'll give my thoughts.
Well, again, this is just my opinion, and I've had personal experience with this. No, they're not. I understand that it's wonderful to have a two-parent home, but it has to be a healthy two-parent home, because if the home is unhealthy and dysfunctional, it can do more damage than good to the children.
Okay, and you know, on that note, Ms. Blake, we're on the same exact page with that. If you're staying in that relationship because of the children, you're doing yourself a disservice. If if you're just not happy in that relationship, in that marriage, you are doing not only yourself a disservice, but you're doing your children a disservice, because children need to grow up in a healthy, loving environment. That's where they need to grow up in. And sometimes those parents that are biological parents of the kids, they're not presenting a healthy, loving and a healthy environment for those children, and you're doing a disservice to yourself as well as children. All right, we're ready to go right to tonight's topic tonight. Tonight's topic, you all will really want to love this. You really want to stay tuned for this one. Should parents and their children act or demonstrate behaviors as equal friends? Okay, let me just before we go to the story tonight, Let me just get my thought on that. Should they act or demonstrate behaviors as equal friends? And, you know, I tonight I'm pulling off the gloves and I'm just saying, of course, every situation is different and it depends on certain circumstances, but I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm not trying to hang out with my kids. I think we're generations apart, and I'm not looking for them to be equal friends with me at all. And I don't think parents do their children a service by trying to be equal friends with them. And we're going to get into tonight's story and hear a case in point of what can happen when you try to stay on par with your kids in terms of equal friends. Now, Ms. Blake, you may have a different point of view, and I welcome that. Of course, this is only my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will say this, and, you know, I'm interested in hearing tonight's scenario, but I feel like I'm your parent. I'm not your friend. Okay, that's just understood. Now, I did say something slightly different on last week when we broached the topic, because there does come a time when you have to recognize your child as an adult. And there may be conversations that you would not have had when they were younger with them that you're able to now have with them, but you're still their parent.
Right. And so there should be a boundary there where the child should not cross the line and have disrespect their parents. And let me just say, I don't want to hear my children use profanity before me because I feel that they are disrespecting. I'm not trying to sit around them to hear their conversations when they're dealing with their friends. I'm not trying to sit around my kids, you know, if they're deciding that they want an alcoholic drink, recognize that they're older. I mean, they're adults. And, you know, if I'm not a social drinker or something like that, I'm not trying to hang out with them like that. If I want my kids over, then I'm inviting them over to have dinner or lunch, you know, at my home or we're out, but I'm not, you know, I'm preparing for them. And if they're preparing for me in their own home, they do what they want to do. But, you know, I still would hope to be respected. If I feel disrespected, I just wouldn't bother to be going to their house and I'll let them know why. And if they want me to come back, then I still want to be respected as their parent. Ms. Blake, let me ask you this question. Just before I read tonight's topic, do you feel that children, you know, even though they're adults, let's say you would watch an X-rated video with them, you know, or sexual scenes with your adult children?
Well, I don't do the X-rated videos. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. But we also take the gloves off and be open and honest. You know, I think a lot has to do with age and generations and belief systems. I'm a lot more open-minded. And it's probably because I had strict parents. And so because I had strict parents and I love them both, rest their souls, I determined that I wouldn't be as strict a parent with my children. So now that I have adult children, we have an open relationship, and they understand, but they respect me as their mother. So, for instance, if they bring their significant others to the house, you know, rather I don't know whether they're cohabitating with them or not. That's their business. But they know when they come to my house, they will sleep in separate bedrooms. So, but at the same time, you know, when it comes to the topic of sex, we can talk about it openly. I don't have an issue with it. But they won't come and say, well, Mom, did you have sex last night or are you abstaining from sex? You know, they know not to cross certain lines.
Okay. So the question, let me ask you, Ms. Blake, then, would you watch a sex scene, a full sex scene, let's say, you know, a movie, and they're showing that there's a sex scene in the movie and your kids have to be there. I would not feel comfortable sitting around watching, you know, something like that with my kids. What about you?
I'm probably, because I'm Miss Teen Pregnancy Prevention and so open-minded and have always been open with my children about sexuality, I don't think it'll bother me because, you know, it's just a natural part of life. It depends on your philosophy, you know. I don't watch porn, you know, but, you know, if it's a scene in a movie, I don't know how my kids feel, their discomfort level about it. But, again, I've not made that some big taboo. You know, they understand it's truly meant for marriage, but it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. So a natural part of life, Ms. Blake, we were born without clothes. So would you be one that supports those nudist beaches and so forth and so on? And would you go out of curiosity just to see?
No, I don't want to see all that. But I still and that's a cultural thing. It's not a religious thing. It's cultural. We have a culture here in the United States where we put clothes on, you know. But now there are some cultures that don't. And I don't know why we want to think they're heathens, you know, because then Adam and Eve were a bunch of heathens. I'm just going to wait and pull off the gloves at night. But no, I don't want to see all that.
Well, wait a minute, that's a natural part of life. It's like,
it is.
Don't put on the clothes. Where are those cultures found? Let me just let's just keep it real. Because I mean, the climate changes, so you're saying there's some places where people just not put on the clothes and they're freezing.
Right. You know, there are cultures that do that. That's, you know, in different places. And you know, we look at them like, oh, they're so heathen, like, oh, well, they have Adam and Eve heathen? I mean, hello, close-minded. But the sex, a sex scene, you know, I don't really think it bothers me. That's just my opinion. Okay. It may bother my kids. They may feel a little uncomfortable around me.
All right. We're going to hear from the callers. Let me go ahead and read tonight's story. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also catch us at drjessewalker.com. Or listen to one of our archives. We have over 800 shows that we've done on the over the air over the last 6.5 years. All right, tonight's characters are Vicky and her daughter, Wanda. That's Vicky and Wanda. Now, Wanda is 23 years old, and her mother, Vicky, is only 41. Although this is a mother and daughter situation, when you look at Vicky and Wanda, they look more like sisters. That means Vicky's done a pretty good job of taking care of herself. They have heard this for so long, until their behaviors demonstrate that of equal friends, at least since Wanda was at the tender age of 9. Now, within the past year or so, their relationship has become rather strained. It is partly due to the fact that Wanda is now engaged to be married, and she chooses to hang out more with her fiancé as opposed to hanging out with her mother. In fact, Wanda has wanted to tell her mother to actually chill a little. She wanted to tell her mother for a long time to chill a little, especially when it comes to her friends. You see, Vicky, Wanda's mother, has a tendency to act as though she is friends with Wanda's friends, and that's not so cool with Wanda. This is what has contributed to the problem of their now strained relationship. Wanda feels that her mother should act more her own age and hang out more with her own age group instead of being too involved with her friends. She even comments on the young male friends that Wanda has. Vicky has divorced from Wanda's father. She's been divorced from him for more than 11 years and is occasionally dating from time to time. Now, it appears that she desires to spend an enormous amount of time with Wanda and her set of friends. That's right. Vicky wants to spend more time with Wanda and her set of friends, and Wanda objects to this. Wanda also feels that her mother is also trying to dictate and control her life by constantly trying to tell her what to do and not respect her decisions as an adult. Now you have a situation where they once appeared as equal friends, in spite of being mother and daughter, to now they're not speaking for the last 3 months. This, of course, is affecting both of them, yet Wanda plans to stand her grounds when it comes to receiving respect from her mother. The question is that I start out with tonight. Ms. Blaken, let me throw this out at you. What gives Wanda the right to expect respect from her mother? You know, I mean, Wanda's about to get married.
You mean respect? I guess there should always be a mutual respect, honestly.
Okay.
But it's still her mother. At the end of the day, that's her mother. And her mother should respect her boundaries. There should be boundaries.
Okay. I certainly agree
once
with that.
I want to say this. Once our kids reach adulthood, some parents have a hard time accepting their kids as adults. Yes, they will always be your child, you know, the fruit of your loins, but they're still, they're now adults, and you need to honor that.
Okay. All right. So do you think that and I agree with you. I think that Wanda should stand her ground. I mean, this is just my opinion now. Wanda should stand her ground, and her mother needs to respect her as an adult. And if, I mean, these are Wanda's friends, and it needs to clearly be stated that, you know what, Mom, these are my friends, and then you're making innuendos at my male friend guys. You know, that's not cool. I mean, you're not 23 anymore, Mom. You're 41. And, I mean, you had me rather young. Hey, and that's all right. I'm here now. But, you know, let me have my life. And so I agree with Wanda. Wanda needs to stand her ground in a respectful way and let her mother know that she's not cool with that. And if her mother can't deal with that, then that's just too bad, too sad, you know. So that's just my take. And we would love to hear from you all out there. If you want to talk to the host or the co-host, press 1 on your dial, and we will love to hear what your thoughts are as well. Let me look at another question here. We're starting to get comments coming into the studio already about should parents and their children demonstrate behaviors as equal friends. Is Wanda displaying behaviors as a spoiled child, even though she's an adult? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. She's not showing anything as a spoiled child. I think she's maturing, and I don't think anything's wrong with that. Do you think she's being spoiled, Ms. Blake?
No, not at all. Again, Wanda's mother needs to develop her own life.
Okay, all right. Now, here we want to hear from you all out there. We'll go to the phone lines in just a second. We're going to go to 954-226. Welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, give us your take on, do you think that Wanda has a right to respect, to expect respect from her mother?
Yes, of course. Everyone deserves respect. And I do believe that Wanda has the right to expect her mother to respect her wishes. I don't know why Vicky is having such a difficult time letting go of Wanda's friends, you know. I think that Vicky needs to get a life of her own, you know, and not try to always hang out with Wanda and her friends. And I think it's very disrespectful to her daughter when she's making those kind of comments about her guy friends, you know. That is disrespectful. Now, I believe that they can be, I would not say equal friends, and that is the word that might be throwing me off. I don't think they could be equal friends because they're mother and daughter. Although they can still be friendly to an extent, but of course, as Ms. Blake said, that boundary is always going to be there no matter how old the daughter gets. There's always going to be a boundary, but when adult children are around now, I don't see, there are times when you can talk as adults. You no longer have to speak as mother and daughter or mother and son, and as if you're reprimanding them or whatever, but there's always going to be a boundary. I think myself and my three adult children right now, we can speak as friends at times, but they know that the respect has to be there. They know that there are boundaries, and there are certain things that I'm sure they're not going to say in my presence. And although they're friends, or at least some of their friends, I might be around them at times because they grew up together as friends. So you find that some of their friends call me mom also because they've been around for many years. And so they call me mom. And when I'm around them, if I visit my kids and they're there, the respect is also there. But we can have adult conversation now about, my kids can always call me and talk about sex, but I don't think I would feel totally comfortable sitting down and watching a movie with them that involves sex. That's just me. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I probably just wouldn't feel so comfortable, just like I wouldn't feel comfortable watching a movie with sex with my mom, you know? But right now, my mom, although she's 80, but we speak like friends, but there's still a boundary that I would not disrespect, you know? But we can talk on different topics, you know. So I don't know if you call that friends. It's not equal friends, but it is somewhat of a friendly conversation that we have, and we enjoy it.
All right, Rose, thank you for sharing that. We'll come back to you in a moment. I want to throw
Dr.
something
Walker.
Out at you.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Go ahead.
I just want to comment. Thank you, Rose. It was something she said. It was great. But I want to give some insight into why Vicky might be acting like that. It's some of it has to do with when you're a young mom in your early 20s or maybe even late teens, you've taken on, and you do it well, you've taken on a lot of responsibilities at a young age, and you never had that adult, earlier young adult stage. So she's probably now, just now, reliving that stage in her life.
That's an excellent point. That is an excellent point. And I agree with you. When you do take on that role as a young parent, it's very difficult. And Ms. Blake, you're right on point with that, and I fully agree. You know, Vicky is a bit extreme. You know, that was one of the questions that I was preparing to ask. Is Vicky a bit extreme in her dealings with Wanda? And yes, it is. Wanda needs to, and Rose, you did say something earlier, and you said, you know, at what point is she going to let go? And she does. I mean, that's still going to be her daughter. Her daughter will, when she needs to make, I'm sure, crucial decisions, even about getting married. If she has any red flags, she will, chances are, call on her mom. If her mom gives her the room to breathe and to live her life, more than likely her mom will be her first defense. Mom, what do you think? You know, he's acting this way. I mean, what do you think? And I believe her mom wants to be in that role because this would be Wanda's first time getting married. Hopefully it's the last time, but, you know, you never know with things where they are these days. But that mother is the first line of defense that she wants to go to. And so I think that Vicky needs to set herself in a position to let her daughter breathe so that if she does make any errors, you know, that will happen. What do you think? Do you agree with that, Ms. Blake, or you see another perspective?
Oh yeah, I agree. Vicky is over the top, as we would say. She's just over the top right now. She just needs to calm down with that.
Rose, let me ask you this question: do you think that the initial stages, as being friends, I mean, Wanda was kind of, I mean, Vicky was like this when Wanda was only 9 years old. And so they drew that close relationship. So do you think that, I mean, she didn't have a life because her life was her daughter?
It's possible. But even though they've been close since Wanda was young, it doesn't mean that she has to cling to her as an adult. You know, when my kids were young, especially my oldest and my youngest, they used to say that I'm their best friend, but we know that I was still their mother. It's mother-daughter. But they would say I'm their best friend, and they would come and tell me or talk to me at a very young age about just about anything, you know. And I enjoy that. And now that they're older, you know, they still come and talk to me, ask my advice, or, you know, run things by me, but I am not always in their life, and I am not questioning them and asking them things. You know, so Vicky needs to know when, make herself available to her daughter, so when her daughter needs advice, she can come to her. But she needs to kind of give Wanda the space that Wanda needs to grow and to even make her mistakes.
That is absolutely correct. I mean, if Wanda doesn't make some mistakes, she will never know how, you know, whether how good she has it or not. She will know how to really appreciate life. You know, you just can't smother these kids. You really can't. Let them make their mistakes. Just, Vicky should have done perhaps more of her job when Wanda was younger, you know, and that's how it pretty much works out. Let me pose another question. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Let's see here. Where should a parent draw the line, Ms. Blake? Where should a parent draw the line and realize their children are in a different era, especially when it comes to Wanda and her mom? I mean, that's not a lot of years apart. Looks like it could be like 18, 23, maybe 18 years apart. She may have had her at 18. But should there be a significant line drawn? And if so, what should that line be other than respect? Mutual respect, as you said, Ms. Blake.
I mean, well, I think that there should be things about a parent's personal life that their children don't necessarily need to know all the intimate details. I think that each parent has to make that decision. But it just should be, one, just mutual respect. Like, this is my mom. And I definitely say draw the line on, you don't hang out with your kids' friends, you know, even in your dating. And that happens a lot. I'm fine with people dating somebody younger. I've done it myself. But you have to draw the line is how young do you go, you know, and you have to gauge that from a mature standpoint. And you definitely don't want to be looking at your kids' friends. That's just a no-no in my opinion.
Okay, so you're saying then that the way that Vicky looks at Wanda's male friends and makes comments, innuendos, you know, gestures as if, you know, she could, you know, she could be that, what do they call it, the cougar.
Yeah, they use that term. I guess I'm one too. but you know where I'm going from. I'm gonna keep it real, you know. And I have people in my family that have married younger men, and they've been married for 40 plus years. So
wow,
I don't knock
wow.
that at all. Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. But then it depends on how far down you're trying to go.
Right.
And there's a difference between looking at somebody and say, oh, he's a cute little guy. That's fine. But for saying, oh, you fine, you know, like you could be mine. That's a no-no.
Okay, so if Wanda, let me say, if Vicky were to consider, if one of Wanda's friends, let's say he happens to be 25, and he's trying to holler at Wanda's mom, but he's a friend, just a male friend of Wanda's. I mean, is that a taboo?
I would shut it down. I mean, I've done, none of my son's friends have done that, but I've met people who were my children's age. And because I look younger, not saying I'm all of that, you know, I quickly say, man, I could be your mama, you know, like that. And, you know, these guys these days, they don't care. But as a mature woman, you have to draw the line. You have to.
Because what I agree with you, because what they'll say is, okay, you could be my mama, but you're not. And
yeah,
so,
and that's what I used to get. And
no. Well, what about you? I mean, if you could be somebody's mama and they're trying to holler at you, would you just like tell them, say, boy?
Well, since I'm not the cougar type, I would definitely shut that down. And I respect those who are cougars. I mean, it's really nice if that's your cup of tea, and I would never knock it either, as Ms. Blake said. But that's just not me. So therefore, right away, I would feel disrespected, and so I would let them know that.
Right. Dr. Walker,
okay.
We can do a whole show on this.
On what? On what? On the cougar?
Yeah, and what people define as cougar, because I think that term is used across the board. It may, you know, some people use just to say if you're dating anybody younger. I know a lot of people, you'd be surprised. They are married to people who are younger. They just may not, they
right.
may look, you know, they may just, you know what I'm trying to say? You know, but you just
I do,
not
I do. Okay. Yeah, we can schedule that one. We can fairly schedule that one. Yes, we can. We'll do a show
but
on that one because that is a whole show. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
But in regard to the story, no, I think that Wanda is way out of line. I think Wanda, right? Vicky? Who's the mom? I just lost my
Vicky
thought.
Is the mom.
Vicky is way out of line. You know, she, and I understand where she's coming from. She is reliving that stage, but she has to set boundaries. And remember, I'm still the mother, and she needs her own set of friends as well, as I stated before.
Right, I agree with you. Let's take some comments. Should parents and their children demonstrate behaviors as equal friends? This female writes in, she says, I personally don't see anything wrong with being friends with your children, as long as they maintain respect for you, as you all have mentioned in the show tonight. I'll go ahead and address that one. I think that we all are in concert with that. I mean, as long as they don't cross the line, and I'm not trying to hang with them. You know, I even live in a development where it's, where it's age-restricted with tight security, and when I see somebody too young walking up in here, everybody kind of look at them cross-eyed. Because it's just a different generation. You know, it's a different generation. I'm not trying to be social with my kids' friends. I love my own children. But it's just that I'm not trying to hang with them because I'm trying to think, other than maybe some technology stuff and some minor stuff over here, what life experience can they share with me? And, I mean, we can learn from anyone. We certainly can. But what life experience can they share with me? And that's what I'm trying to, in my era, I'm trying to learn, get some life experience stuff where that wisdom is. And my understanding is God don't even give the young people wisdom. And I'm not discounting them, but he just doesn't. So that's my take on that. I agree that you can be friends, like Ms. Blake has said, Rose has even said, but don't cross the line. You're still the parent. You're still the parent. Anybody else have a take on that? Ms. Blake, you have a take on that?
Just like I said, yeah, you have to set the example, and that's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right, Rose, let's go to you with this next comment. This male writes in. He says, should parents and their children demonstrate behaviors as equal parents? I mean, as equal friends. Some parents, he said, make the mistake of trying to be buddy-buddy with their children. And I think this is not the way it should be because children can take it for granted, and they think they're on par with their parents as equals. Now, what do you think? I mean, what advice do you have for him?
I agree with him. You have to know your adult child. If that child is taking it for granted that you're on the same level with him or her, then I think that's a no-no. But I think most times when you are friendly with your adult child, that child knows that there's a boundary, you know. And if there's no boundary, then unless it doesn't bother that parent, you know, but I think it would bother me. There has to be a boundary.
Okay, excellent point, Rose. I think we're all on the same page when it comes to that. There has to be that boundary. We're almost out of time. We've got about 18 minutes before we bring the show to a close. This male writes in, he says, my parents made the mistake of treating my siblings and I like we were their equal friends. And it did cause us to not have the respectful relationship that I think we should have had for our parents. When I need advice, I call on my grandparents for advice before considering calling on my own parents. Ms. Blake, I think that that's valid, what they're saying. What do you think? They don't even call on their parents because the parents try to treat them as equal friends. Instead, they call on their grandparents. What do you think?
I think that that's probably been created because there were no boundaries set. Definitely, that's why I said, you know, we talk about children needing structure. It's a part of that same dynamic.
Right. And, you know, with that in mind, I find that there are a number of parents out there that have had kids very young, 14, 15 years of age. And this like was the case with Vicky's mom. She was 18, you know, even considered maybe an adult, not necessarily a grown-up. But they have difficulty sometimes trying to relate to the kid and failing to realize the importance of the structure that you talk about that these kids need. And that's why sometimes these kids, I mean, they tend to run out of control because now they're looking for someone that can give them guidance and direction and structure. And I think that there's a component with every one of us that knows some degree of right and wrong. Even little kids, when they're 2 years of age, you know, as you train them, condition them, they know, they'll try you. They'll just edge and edge and edge until they know they're waiting for you to discipline them. Because when you've trained them with something, don't touch that. You know, then they will edge and edge and edge until they try to touch it. You know, it doesn't have to be anything hot or electrical, but it could just be something that you place there. And you say, don't touch that. But they will edge and edge and edge until they get your attention, until you probably end up disciplining them in a way that they want it to be structured. Because they'll need to know that you meant business. Ms. Blake, you want to contribute to that?
I just absolutely agree with you. I don't have anything additional to add, but I absolutely agree.
All right. This female writes in, she says, my mother and I are close like friends. Oh, I'm trying to make it out. She says, my mother and I are close like friends, pretty similar to Wanda and Vicky. And it really bothers me because she tries to dress like me and my friends. Rose, we'll give you this one. I wish she would stay in her own lane more, she says. I mean, what do you think? She's trying to dress like her daughter? I mean, come on.
I think sometimes as older adults, some of us probably don't know where to draw the line. No, I understand her, You know, because if even if you're going out with your mom, you don't want your mom looking like she's 20 when she's 50, you know, with her clothes, because there is an era that you're in, and so you have to, I think, dress the part. I'm not saying that an older person need to dress as if they're 80 when they're 50, you know. So I think you need to be moderate in how you go about dressing, and I'm sure a daughter wouldn't want to see her 45 or 50 year old mother wearing shorts that shows the cheeks of her butt, you know, when she's going out with her. So, you know, I think there is a cutoff there.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. 919-875. Who do we have on the line this evening? And welcome.
Hi, this is Gloria. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Gloria.
All right. I'm sorry. Now I get on and start to cough.
Thank you for joining, Gloria. Okay. Gloria, give us your thought and welcome.
No, I don't have any thoughts. I just wanted to ask a question. I mean, what's wrong with a child dressing like their parents? Now, it's not like we're dressing like them. They dress more like us. Because I was a good dresser when I was out there. I would dress. I put on some clothes. But I could put on clothes. But it's not that my daughters, that I was so much of dressing like them. It was them dressing like me. So what about that?
Well, I think that in this case, we're going to give Rose a chance to respond to that, perhaps something she said. But I'm thinking that this person who sent in the comment, they're saying that their mother is trying to dress like them. So I don't think that this person is trying to look at their mother and model what she wears. Instead, the mother is looking at her daughter and trying to dress like the daughter and the friends. And I think that that's kind of like kind of strange. Rose will give you an opportunity to respond to that. Then Gloria will bring you back in, Ms. Blake.
Oh, I'm through with that.
I agree with that. I agree with you, Dr. Walker, that it's a difference. Now, as Gloria is saying, her daughters might have wanted to dress like her because she was a good dresser. It doesn't mean that she dressed as if she was revealing everything, you know.
Right.
So I think it's a difference when the daughter is trying to dress like the mom. It means that the daughter just admire how the mom dresses, and the daughter you know, the mom might dress, you know, so sophisticated a daughter want to pattern her. Or right now, even my daughters, so I wear things that my daughters like, and they'll go in my closet and they'll want some of my clothes. But it's not that, it's just nice things, but it doesn't mean that it's revealing as if they're dressing like, as if I'm like I'm 16 when I am, you know, 50-something, you know what I mean? So it's a difference. It's okay when the daughter or the daughter want to dress like the mom, but the mom is dressing moderate and it's just a nice dresser and the daughter want to copy her. I think that's fine. But it's a difference when the mother is trying to dress as if she's 16 like the daughter, you know? So I think that's a big difference. That's my take on it.
All right. Well, Rose, let me ask you this question. Are you trying to dress at all like your daughters? Or you watch them, you say that they see the things that you wear and they admire and they like it. But are you, in the case where this person sent in that comment, their mother is trying to dress like her and her friends. Are you doing anything like that?
No, I'm just dressing the way I want to dress, okay? I'm not dressing as if I'm 16 when I'm 50. But they're clothes that can go right across the board, and sometimes my kids see me in a top, and they just love that top, or a pants, and they love it, and they'll ask to borrow that top. Okay, so it's not me trying to dress like them; they're just admiring some of the things that I have, and so they want to wear things like that sometimes.
All right, Ms. Blake, we'll bring you back in. Any thoughts,
Doctor? May I say something?
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry again. No, I mean, I have some clothes in my closet, and I wear them, and I'm going to tell you, there are young women out there would love to be in my clothes, and I'm 68 years old, will be 69 this year, And I don't wear anything. I don't dress like an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even consider myself an old lady because I have the sense of my mind. Jesus has preserved my mind.
Mm-hmm.
My mind so beautifully. But anyway,
okay.
I'm just kidding. And but my clothes in my closet are not old-fashioned clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I have beautiful, nice clothes any young person would want to wear. So what's wrong with that? I guess you would say, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, look at that old woman. She don't need that dress. She need to give it to me. You know? So
right.
I don't know, but that's their problem because I'm going to wear my pretty clothes.
Right. So, Dr.
Okay.
Walker, I think that's a good segue for me to come in. I say
yeah.
Kudos to you, Gloria. I love, you sound like the woman that I want to be when I grow up, you know. I have that youthful heart, too, and, you know,
right.
I just have been blessed to look a little younger than I am. And so, yeah, I'm like you. I'm not trying to dress outdated and like I'm 52. It ain't happening. But at the same time, because I do have sons, I also take that into account in my
right.
dress so that
right.
I'm not going to dress in a way that would embarrass them, you know. So I'm not going to be hoochie. I'm going to be tasteful and classy. And I am going to be sexy, but not like to the point of being revealing and,
right.
you know, embarrassing.
That's right.
Mm. You know, you all have raised something, and I've heard it in here tonight, and it sends me to another topic that we may want to do at some point, Ms. Blake, because I've seen where there are certain cultures that actually, I want to look for this word, but I can't, prance around actually in front of their children, their, you know, pretty much older children without clothes on. And you know, without
cool.
Now, I mean, I have literally been around some people who they will wear, and I'm talking about mothers, they will be
mm-hmm.
braless. I mean, they have presented to me that they will be braless and having sons, teenage sons in the house. I mean,
that's a whole nother mindset.
I know, and it is, because you all are, you make me think about this, and I'm thinking that will be a topic, you know, on should parents be half naked in front of their children, even their younger or older children, for that matter. You know, I mean,
right.
so we're
you
talking
don't
about
want your kids to be
like
uncomfortable. It. Yeah, you don't want your children to be uncomfortable. I have two male sons, and we're very, very. But at the same time, I
right.
don't want them uncomfortable when they've had, you know, guests at the house, other male guests. So even just things that I even may wear when they are there, even when they have other guests, I don't, you know, I'm cognizant of those things. You have to
right.
be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. And I think that whole braless thing, that's not even a sexy thing, especially to some women. It's about them being comfortable. But, you know, you got to
right.
also take into account, you know, are you embarrassing your children? Yeah, these are the same kids you breastfed, but they don't look
right.
at it like that.
No.
Like, oh my God, mama need to put something on.
Okay.
You know, so I want my children to feel comfortable.
You know, I'm the
last traumatizing
you know,
people.
Right. Okay, we're not trying to see that now. I mean, come on, okay. right.
I gotta pull off the glove,
but it's all natural.
I know. Okay. I know you're gonna come back with that. It is natural. And so, you know, I'm an oxymoron in many ways. And that's just who I am, you know.
Right.
So hey.
I understand, Ms. Blake. And you know what? I'm right there with you, Ms. Blake. So we just going to keep it real. We really are. Let's take this. I think we got time for two more comments. Here's another one.
Real quick. Run okay. around naked in your own house by yourself. That's all I say.
Okay. Exactly.
You can't
traumatize
somebody.
Hey, and put some mirrors in there, you might end up scaring yourself. Maybe you shouldn't put some mirrors in there. All right, let's take a look. Gloria, stay with us. We're going to give you this comment. This mother writes in, she says, my mother and I had a close-knit relationship until it went sour. and now we hardly ever talk to each other. I'm 33 years old and she's 56. I think it's best when your parents stay the role of parents. Gloria, how true is that? That parents should stay the role of parents.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just like you all were speaking a few minutes ago about the clothes. My goodness, my children should, if you respect them, they will respect you. That's right.
Okay.
I don't like a provocative look on parents and, you know, looking like little greasy bears, mama with big stomachs and all that hanging out. And as far as the bras walking around with children, I had a sister-in-law that did that. And that is horrible. You don't walk around like that in your house with your children. I don't care who you are or what you know or what tits they sucked or what. I don't feel like that's necessary.
What about if it's a daughter? Let me ask you this, Gloria. And what if it's a daughter and she's 18 and the mother doesn't have on a bra? I mean,
no.
Is that she should still have on a bra?
I still think it's disrespectful. I don't mind my kids because I'm sickly. I don't mind them undressing me, my girls. But I mean, no.
Not under normal circumstances. All right, let's pose that question to Rose and to Ms. Blake. Rose, let's start with you first. If you have a daughter that's 18 or older, should that daughter be able to come into your room and see you braless? How would you feel about that?
I mean, braless without anything, or do I have on a shirt but no bra? Okay. Well, I don't agree that you should be walking around naked in front of your kids at all in the house. However, if it's a situation, let's say I'm taking a shower and my daughter just happened to be in my room when I come out of the shower naked, I'm not going to really be embarrassed, you know. I came out the shower, she's in my room, you know, I'm going to get dressed. So I don't know if you look at that as being different, but I would not go around walking around naked. But I'm not ashamed if I got out of the bathroom after taking a shower and she happens to see me naked.
Okay, Ms. Blake, let's pose it to you. Okay, she stumbles upon you. That could be understandable. But I guess with me, if my boys, I don't want them to see my treasures. So it's like if I stumble out there and they're out there, it's like, oh, you know. And as a matter of fact, knowing my sons, they would be like, oh, no, they're turning their head. You know, we got the same thing, but it's like, it is different with boys and girls. Ms. Blake, give me your take on that. I've heard you say that you don't have girls, so.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I can't relate. So, but I do know, probably I can only speculate if I had a daughter, it probably wouldn't be a problem because I would be so open into, it would be an upbringing. You know what I'm saying? It would be part of teaching her body is beautiful, which is another reason I wouldn't be running around the house without a bra hanging down. Like that, because it's about keeping her attractive. So I hope I'm not confusing you with the answer. But because I really don't have a daughter, I never really knew about that circumstance.
Okay. All right. Let's go here, and we'll take this final comment. Oh, we really got to wrap it up. 3 minutes here telling me. All right. This male writes in. He says, I have a pretty good relationship with my father as somewhat of a friend that I can talk with about most things. I think he crosses the line when he comments on my young friend girls, especially when I'm hanging out with my boys. This really makes me uncomfortable. I'd rather he just be my father. Now, I want all of you all to touch on that. And I mean, I can understand what he's saying here. His father now, this is his father that's making innuendos, just like Vicky with Wanda's friends. I mean, that can make these young people really feel uncomfortable. Just like I'm sure if Vicky's, Wanda's friends are making innuendos, the boys are making innuendos at her mom, she doesn't find that attractive or cool, I wouldn't think. Just like Ms. Blake, let's go with you. If you talk about your sons, you know, you let them know those guys, you put them back in things back in perspective. So here, this situation where the father now is making innuendos at his son's friend girls. How do you feel? Let's start with you, Ms. Blake. What do you think?
It's very inappropriate. Is it totally inappropriate? You know, I don't even like old men making Indians at me, and I'm in my 50s, you know. You know, I put them in their place. I'll be like, yes, sir. Like, you can be my granddad as far as I'm concerned. So, no, that's inappropriate. They should feel safe.
Now, Ms. Lee, we got to ask you, how do you define old now? I mean, you're talking about a 55-year-old man to me? You know, because this people are real here.
I don't want to say on the radio.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
all
again,
right.
For young people, they should feel safe. They should feel safe. They
should feel safe and comfortable. I agree with you. Rose, let's pose it to you. I mean, here, this guy's father now, you know, is pulling a Vicky out there, you know. What do you think?
I think that's very disrespectful for his son, and his son, of course, is going to feel embarrassed. So I think he needs to stay in his lane.
All right, Gloria, let's get your take on that. What do you think, Gloria? Should he stay in his lane or what? Or he thinks he's all right because he can still maybe pull some of them young girls. What do you think, Gloria?
I agree with them and what they're saying, but I'm going to tell you about me. I don't like old men, so I don't want them bothering me, even at my age.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. How do you define old men, Gloria? How do you define old men? What do you call old men? You say you're 68. So what do you mean? If a man is 69 or 70?
I don't like old men, honey, period.
No, that's right.
All right. You know, Ms. Blake, we're going to do a show on should you discriminate against old men.
It's a spirit. It's a swagger. It's a spirit. It's not an age.
Just talk anyway. That's all they about, talk.
Wait a minute. What do you want it to be about, Gloria?
I don't want it to be about that.
Okay, unless he's got some money. How about if he's an old man with some money, Gloria?
No, he's too old, no.
Mm-hmm. He's still too old. Miss Blake, if he's an old man with some money.
I'm with Gloria. It's not all about no money.
It's not all about the Benjamins. Okay.
You got to have swagger, Dr. Walker. Swagger.
You
got to
have swagger.
You show on that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what it is, you don't have it.
You know, okay. I like that. On that note, we are clearly out of time. I want to thank all of my callers, those of you all we wanted to get into tonight. We do apologize. Continue listening. Tell your friends about it on social media.
Media.
And Facebook and all of that kind of stuff. Even on Kick and Instagram, we'll be here. Next week's show, we're going to have an open mic. So is anything that you would like to talk about, and we'll have some people that send in some comments prior to something that they may have near and dear on their heart. Simply go to online at DrJesseWalker.com. Yes, Ms. Blake, go ahead.
Because I think we talked about having an open mic and asking people to think about would you date you.
Okay. All right. I like that. Open mic, would you date you? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we'll talk about it more.
Okay. All right, sounds real good. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you missed this Friday's inspirational program, join us again next Tuesday when we will have open mic. Until either this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.